It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. Thank you so much for downloading the 120th edition of the podcast. This week, we're joined by special guest Red Light King. He's actually a rapper who was known as Kazzer before. He's back, he's got a new album out, and, there's a little bit of a twist. It's actually him rapping over top of a Neil Young song. Groundbreaking stuff. We'll get to that. A couple of news and entertainment-y bits that came up through the week. And, of course, we'll discuss this, too. Some interesting medical news this week. A woman was found to have a third nipple. Now, while that's not entirely uncommon, you will never guess where hers turned up. Those stories and more this week on the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. If you enjoy it, hey, add me as a friend on Facebook, or of course read my blog at lanemitchell.com, which is your personal little gateway into interviews and exclusive content from Sonic 1029.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Guess who's posing naked in the August issue of Esquire magazine? Helen Mirren. Yes, 65-year-old Helen Mirren. Now, I mean, she looks good for 65, I'll give her that. But I think I'd rather see her bake buns than see her bear buns. Mm-hmm. And North Dakota is not a state. Seriously. Well, at least it wasn't until an 85-year-old resident there discovered a flaw in the state's founding document, which has since been corrected. Yeah, going over 100-year-old state documents. I guess that's what you do when you're old and your heart just can't take the thrill of feeding ducks in the park or complaining about the weather. And how can I ignore a headline like this? Woman puts penis in garbage disposal. Not hers, for the record. Her husband's. Yeah, the couple was having an argument over house guests, which somehow led the Southern California woman to drug her husband, cut off his junk, and drop her in the garbage disposal. Now, the irony is, who do you think she's going to come crying to now that the disposal's clogged? I like how it was an argument over house guests, too. You know, I just picture her going, no, don't leave. What do you mean it's awkward? No, Jim wants you to stay, too, don't you, honey?
Mm-hmm. Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
According to a new survey, the number one don't when it comes to summertime workplace fashion? Flip-flops. Flip-flops, miniskirts, and strapless tops were all definite no-nos. Well, I mean, unless you work as an escort, in which case, hell, go nuts. Pair all three together. It's the perfect Sunday morning walk of shame look. And speaking of fashion, the worst-dressed city in America is Boston. Yeah, according to GQ magazine, the city's populated with undergraduate hoodie monsters. Kind of makes me wonder what the worst-dressed city in Alberta would be. You see girls at the bars in High River, Alberta, rocking cowboy hats with Lululemon pants. Up in Fort McMurray, pajama pants and Carhartts. Suddenly, Boston isn't looking so bad. And officials in the city of Aberdeen, Washington, are talking about naming a bridge or a park after late Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain. Yeah, naming a bridge after a guy who committed suicide. I mean, you might as well just put up a sign that says, "Jump here." And crazy story out of Lethbridge, Alberta. A drug deal there ended with one man chasing another man with a chainsaw. Wow. You know, if you ever catch yourself doing that, chasing a man with a chainsaw, acting out any scenes from Resident Evil 5, for that matter, let's just go ahead and assume that's the universe's way of telling you it's time to reevaluate the direction your life is headed.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Charlie Sheen has officially announced his new television project, an adaptation of the 2003 movie Anger Management. Charlie's actually going to play the same character Jack Nicholson played. Yeah, I know, Charlie Sheen playing someone with self-control issues. Not exactly a stretch, is it? And hey, do you know who Jonah Hill is? Yeah, the fat guy from Superbad? That guy has lost a ton of weight. I may mean that literally. I mean, he was a big dude, like over 300 pounds. He claimed last year he set out to lose 30 pounds. Well, now, I think he's lost 30 pounds just from his neck. He appeared on the red carpet at an award show last week, quite literally 100 pounds lighter. I don't say this often, I actually think he looked better fat. Now he just kind of looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. And ooh, some interesting health news. Woman has third nipple. Here it comes. On her foot. Yeah, the first foot nipple in medical history has been discovered on a 22-year-old woman. Yeah, I just imagine a new couple having a nice romantic evening together. He's gazing longingly into her eyes, giving her a little foot rub for the first time, and all of a sudden his hand brushes across her foot nipple. Yeah, touching the foot nipple. Is that second base or third base? I'm confused.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Kate Middleton and Prince William are settling into their new digs. They moved into their new modest apartment inside Kensington Palace. Yeah, I like how they use the word modest and palace in the same breath. I think only royalty can pull that one off. And movie news, Friends with Benefits hits theaters this weekend, starring Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake. The two attended a premiere at a hotel rooftop in New York City last week, and JT reportedly went all diva with the elevator. He actually had hotel staff kick everybody off the elevator in the building so he could ride to the top by himself. And hey, speaking of romantic comedies, Chris Brown is going to be starring in one. Yeah, you know, Chris Brown, the guy who beat up his girlfriend, threw a temper tantrum on Good Morning America before trashing the green room there like an attention-starved child. Yeah, he's going to play the love interest. Good to see that Hollywood still has a healthy appreciation for irony. Chris Brown is the love interest in a romantic comedy. It's like casting Lindsay Lohan as a bookworm or Charlie Sheen as a sobriety coach. And hey, the state of New Jersey will become the 16th state to allow medical marijuana. Yeah, I'm not an outbreak specialist, but for some reason I'm predicting a glaucoma pandemic on the set of Jersey Shore.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Paris Hilton stormed off in the middle of an interview on Good Morning America this week. The question that made her fly off the handle? Well, I'll paraphrase, but the host cited the low ratings of Hilton's new show and rival Kim Kardashian's rising popularity and asked if Paris's, quote, moment had passed. Now, Hilton finally agreed to continue with the interview if the interviewer asked her about her giant doghouse, which is a scale model of her own house. Yeah, Paris Hilton. A demand to be taken seriously. Now ask me about my doggy castle. And speaking of Kim Kardashian, she's suing Old Navy. The reality star claims the clothing store used a model who looked like her to make people think she was associated with the brand. I've seen pictures, and I gotta say, the resemblance is uncanny. In fact, I think Old Navy would have better luck trying to convince Kim Kardashian she was actually the one in the ad. Oh, you don't remember that? You were great. And the Crown Plaza Hotel has introduced snore absorption rooms. They've got soundproofing on the walls and headboards, and even a snore patrol who roams the hallways listening for offensive noises. I think if you're staying at the Crown, snoring may be the least offensive thing you hear. Well, if you're on Charlie Sheen's floor anyway.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, man, look at my life.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Kaz, how you doing, man?
Hey, Lane, how are you, man?
You know, it has been probably close to 10 years since I've chatted with you. Last time, you were touring with Kazzer, and you
right.
came by the studio. You brought your turntables, and you did pedal to the metal, sort of acoustic, in this studio that's like, it's like the size of a walk-in closet.
That's so funny, dude. But we used to do the acoustic version with the turntables and two acoustic guitars, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah. It was like three or four of us like packed into this tiny little closet of a room, and we had plugged everything in through like the remote PA system.
Right, dude.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny, man.
So
I remember that.
Why don't you catch us up from there?
From the tiny closet. Yeah. If that was in, what do you think that was, 04?
Probably close to, yeah.
I mean, we put out another record, the Kazzer stuff, and it did okay. We went overseas with it a little bit, sold a couple records in Japan and stuff like that, but never got a crack at touring over there. I sort of fell into some personal problems, and I couldn't make records anymore because I was a total maniac. I got sober and wise in about towards the end of 07, so it was only a couple years in that stuff. And then I decided to make records again.
Well, one thing I'm kind of curious about, Pedal to the Metal, of course, that was kind of the song that a lot of people would recognize you for, at least prior to the Red Light King stuff. And now Red Light King, another motor vehicle reference. What's the fascination with cars?
Well, yeah, Red Light Bandit was the name of my father's race car. He built that car in 78, and so that car was always around. It was called the Red Light Bandit. And of course, I wanted to go with Red Light King because of all the red lights I kept running in my life, you know, and all the mistakes I had made. So to me, it was kind of like wearing it as a badge of honor, calling it the Red Light King.
Now, Kaz, you got into music a little later than a lot of people. I mean, you were 21 years old before you even picked up a guitar for the first time. How did you get into music?
I've been recording since I was 16 and writing songs since I was a little kid. So even at that time, the Kazzer wasn't just a shot in the dark either. I had a two-year residency in Hamilton spinning and playing music while I was fighting and doing judo. So it was an easy crossover.
Well, I mean, the judo stuff is another thing that a lot of people probably wouldn't know about you, Kaz. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, I was doing judo since I was 7. It was a big part of my life, and I was on a national team for 4 years, the Canadian national team. And, you know, but it's amateur sport, and there's no money involved, and I couldn't survive. And plus, I was destroying my body, and I just kept hitting the brick walls. And once I didn't make the Olympic team, I decided to hang it up and pursue music because that was my passion, you know. That was the time I decided to do it.
Well, again, Kaz is joining us from Red Light King. You've got this new album called Something for the Pain. And Old Man, I got to ask you about this. This song is, well, for one thing, it's kind of groundbreaking in that the actual sample with the vocal line in it, which is somewhat rare these days, I would say.
First of all, I've never sampled a song before in my career. It was the first time I tried that, and I wrote it sort of as a guilty pleasure. I never expected to put it out. At the time I wrote the song, I was writing an original song about my father because I had a huge falling out with him, and so everything I wanted to say to him sort of put in the song. And then on the way home from the studio, I heard Neil Young's song come on the radio, and it just hit me at the time that I thought, you know, what if I try to sample this and put his vocal in there? So it started with a vocal, and then that led me to sort of reconstructing the track using drums, live drums, and I played a bunch of old guitars and old amps and played the solo in there, trying to make it sound vintage, you know, and just, I really took my time with the track. I started that song in 07. So, you know, people are just hearing it now, and it's the first time Neil's ever allowed a sample in the history of his career, so it was a real honor.
Well, Kaz, that's the part I'm particularly curious about. I mean, the song's awesome, there's no question, but how do you go about approaching Neil Young and kind of saying, hey, you know this timeless classic song of yours? I want to mix it up on the turntables and rap over it and then re-release
it. I know, it was terrifying. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I wrote, after it was done, you know, I thought I wrote a heartful, you know, rendition. You know, I don't consider it an evolution or a de-evolution of the song. I consider it a new song. I don't consider it a cover. And, you know, it was just idea of sort of collaborating with one of the greats. And to me, it was also about passing on, you know, the culture and the history of guys like Neil Young to the new generation of kids. Because guys under 20, they don't know who Neil is, and I think that's a shame. So I hope, hopefully it reintroduces people to the old school in the back catalog.
Well, incredible. Continued success. The new album, again, it's called Something for the Pain. Where can we pick it up?
Something for the Pain is out everywhere. It's out on iTunes, Amazon. It's in stores, you know, your Walmarts, and you know, hopefully in your town, your real record stores.
Any chance we're going to see you in our neighborhood anytime soon?
Definitely. We're planning dates in August. We're going to be through Canada. So if we don't get you in August, we'll get you the first couple weeks of September.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for talking with us, Kaz.
Thanks, Lane. Cheers, man.
Ooh, and look at this. I did manage to dig up that old chestnut, that old acoustic version of Kazzer Pedal to the Metal. Bear in mind, this is recorded in a room that's about 6 feet by 6 feet. Four guys in the room were knee deep in cables and cords and stuff. We didn't even have a listener lounge back then. Give it a listen, though. Kazzer Pedal to the Metal acoustic on Sonic 102.9.
Avoiding the capture, far from stack, I'm chapped and ready to rock. In the city of steel, I catch me cruising down the block. But nowadays it's difficult, I'm out on my own. Driving 86 Jetta, hoping that I could do better. But my car keeps me humble in the concrete jungle. Despite the wear and tear, it seems to always get me there. I rebuilt the motor cause she decided to blow. And what do you know, someone stole my stereo. When it's time to go, put my foot on the floor. Let the diesel do the work, I ain't complaining no more. Highways and straightaways, off roads and open roads. No matter where I go, I'll still be making the show. And it's kinda like life, but life cheesy good. It's no more sunny outside, it's on the floor. I put the pedals in the metal and I'm off. And never get lost. Hear what I turn the noise on. Put the pedal to the metal a little more. And scare everyone. This show keep it on the floor. Put the pedal to the metal a little more. And never get lost. Hear what I turn the noise on. Put the pedal to the metal a little more. And scare everyone. This show keep it on the floor. Doesn't matter what you drive, it's how you drive what you got. Discipline, you can win. Just let the time spin and begin the journey of life with each drive. Maybe on the other side, let me know when you arrive. Sometimes we collide, be sure that you're mature. Got the backup plan, alternative program. Now who I am doesn't reflect material well. My vehicle approaches style of the fools. Why show I shoot down the mall? Coming with the wickedness and I've been saying them all. I witness silence. When the bus at true school, watch I sit by. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm off. And never get lost. Jay, what I turn on those yours. Put the pedal to the metal a little more. And it's scared. Want this show, keep it full of flow. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm off. And never get lost. Jay, what I turn on those yours. Put the pedal to the metal a little more. And it's scared. Want this show, keep it full of flow. Won't stop driving, yeah. Won't stop driving till it's over. Still be cruising when the sun goes down. Won't stop driving till it's over. Still be cruising when the sun goes down. I'll put the pedal to the metal and I'm off and never get lost. Yeah, well, I turn the nose walls. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm on the scale. We want this show, give it full of flow. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm off and never get lost. Yeah, well, I turn the nose walls. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm on the scale. We want this show, give it full of flow. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm on. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm on. Put the pedal to the metal and I'm on. To the metal and I'm on. With a six-two-bird and I'm on like that and I'm on. With a six-two-bird and I'm on like that and I'm on.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.